called peasants. Peasants! What are the peasants? They're used to asking for handouts. So when you get into a new land, new territory that God's given you, you best know that there's going to be some people looking for some handouts from where you're going. You're going to make all the work, do all the work yourself, but they're going to be looking at you. It's like, when are you going to give me a little? Huh? When are you going to give me a little? When we just were watching Johnson's Family Vacation, you remember that cousin? Hey, let me hold something. Let me hold something, cuz. See, every time you see someone that's producing and doing something great, that mentality of gimme, gimme, gimme will still follow you. Look at it. Isn't just how the Israelites were in the wilderness? God, gimme, 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 gimme. And then when they're about to go to a new place, they deal with the same issue with somebody else that's opposing them, saying, gimme, gimme, give me. God's going to get you to deal with these issues. I said, Lord, I hear you. How are we going to be in a season where God is going to produce and bring into fruition the fruitfulness of what he said, lest we deal with the things he told us to deal with? Is this too much for you? Should we end right here? Amen. Hallelujah. Have a good day. See, we so caught up with God. Come on, bless me, bless me. He said, didn't I tell you to deal with some stuff first? Because if you don't deal with it, I'm going to deal with you like I deal with them. If you don't deal with it, don't make me have to deal with you. They're a thorn in your eyes and a thorn in your side. But I'll do much worse than that. I'm trying to get you someplace. But you're only seeing what you want to see. I've got to make your eyes be open to beyond what you're used to. So Joshua said, I'm going to send you there to the Perizzites. And he says, watch this. And the Rephaim. Who are they? I'm glad you asked. They were the giants. Do you know that when they found this race, they found them that their beds were 13 feet long. 13 feet long. I sleep in a king-size bed. Sometimes I can't even feel my wife. Where are you? Send out a search party. Where are you? 13 feet long. That's some big dudes. But watch this. This is what he says to them. You're not only going to have to deal with some giants that you should have dealt with when I gave you the land, but you left them there too long. And now they've gone into the forest and waiting for you in your new place. They're waiting for you just to come in between the trees in the forest. I'm waiting for you because they're going to stand there looking like trees. When Jesus touched the blind man, because the blind man could not see, what is the first thing he said? I see men walking as trees. I see giants, and they look like trees. I said, Lord, what is the connection? He says, in order for you to see clearly, you have to deal with the giants that are in your mind. You're going to have to deal with the giants that you've created, because you never dealt with them when I gave them to you, and I've given you power and dominion to overthrow them. Watch what they tell now, even to Joshua. Joshua tells them, go into this land. Watch this, what he says. Whew. Verse 16. The people of Joseph replied, the hill country is not enough for us. And all the Canaanites who live in the plains have chariots. Wait a minute. Are you hearing what they're bringing back? Chariots. Chariots do not work in the forest. Maybe some of y'all know how to drive through the forest. I don't want to drive with you. But what do they associate their threat with? Something of their past. Oh, they have chariots and they have irons fitted to them. How are we going to defeat them? Not only do we have to deal with them giants, but they got chariots. You see how much they were given excuses, but they still wanted their portion? Mm-hmm. They wanted to grow, but they didn't want to deal with the issues. They wanted to get blessed, but they kept all the giants in their life. They kept all their past in their mind. I want to grow. I expand my territories because you bless me. I will pray the prayer of Jabez and I will be blessed. I will give and give and I will be blessed. I'm going to do all my sacrificial offering and I'm going to be blessed. I'm going to do all the things that I know to do and I'm going to be blessed. And I'm going to move in the things of God and be blessed. And I'm going to do these things, say these things, because I know if I just get in that attitude of churchiness, I'll be blessed. And I will get around some folks that know where I'm going and I will be so blessed they can't even stand me. Because I'm going somewhere with this. We bring what we knew of the past, but we never embrace the future. Oh, don't miss this. If I ain't telling you your promises and I'm not shouting it down to you, you ain't going to get happy. But some things you got to deal with yourself. What did he say? You going to complain that I gave you just one line? You ain't seen what I really gave you. You ain't seen how much of the blessing I have already bestowed upon you. You're so used to just having it your way. You want to get what you want to get? You're going to have to chop some trees down. You're going to have to clear the land yourself. You're going to have to deal with that. And quit giving me excuses that I'm not going to be able to. I can't do it. He said, not only... when I gave you the land, you were only at 300,000. Now you're at 500,000. You have grown and multiplied in that small place. Go to the forest. Clear the land. Clear the land. Clear the way for more. Clear the way for more. Whose responsibility? Was it God's or was it theirs? Whose responsibility? What did they have to do? Clear the land. What did they have to clear? The promise. Ooh. You have to clear the promise. But God, if you gave it to me, why do I have to clear it? You clear it, God. You clear it. I'll just pray. You can pray all you want for that axe to be picked up and do it by itself. You can pray all you want, but that land ain't going to get cleared. You can Shonda Shonda in the Hyundai. You can how to tie a bow tie in the Hyundai. You can do all the things. You can shout, shake, and prophesy all you want. He says, get out there and clear it yourself. Then the borders extend. But you're so used to having it your way. You're so used to being out in the open. Give it to me. I'm going to give it to you, all right. Give it to you. See that axe over there? Get to chopping. Get to chopping. Pick it up and go work. You lazy, no good. Just imagine what Joshua was thinking. Joshua was like, wait a minute, all I did was just follow Moses. And every time I went up to Moses and asked him a question, it took a while because he just kept on stuttering. So I had to just sit there and wait. What is really going on? Why am I following this old man? And then Moses says, come up here, Joshua. Come here. Come up here. And when you get up here, matter of fact, just bring Caleb with you. Both of y'all have a different spirit. I'm trying to figure y'all out. I just can't figure y'all out. But y'all know what? God said for you to come. Both y'all come. I'm of old school, you know. I'm old school. I don't know what you young whippersnappers around here nowadays. Y'all pull up all those iPads and iTunes and all this stuff, and I don't know what y'all doing. See, I just get the scroll. One version, his. You getting all confused. What version you on? Truth. So Joshua and Caleb have a different spirit. So they go up and say, Why we got to be here with this old man? Why we got to be here with this old man? We've been following this old man for a long time. Him and Aaron, they think they're all that in a bag of chips. I just want to go and get mine. See, they had a different spirit. Moses and Aaron said, we got to follow God. We got to follow God. We got to follow God. Follow God. And God says, you just follow, but you keep on complaining the whole way. Go get me those two that have a different spirit. Bring them up here. Watch this. And now what happens is Joshua sees that Moses is being taken. And Moses tells him, you will take these people to the other side. So here comes Joshua and Caleb. And they go to the other side. As time goes on. Now, Joseph is the father of the tribe. Joseph is the one that had already passed on. Joseph had been to Potiphar's house. He'd been in the palace. And Potiphar had a wife called Hotifer. Well, Hotifer because she tried to seduce him. Right? So she was a hotsy-totsy. Got him thrown in jail. Got him thrown in the inner parts of the jail. And watch this. Can you imagine what Joseph is thinking right now about his descendants? He's died now. He's died. And the Bible says that they were to take his remains when they crossed over. Wasn't Joseph the one that had favor? He had favor to wherever he was going. God made a way out of no way. Even when he was in the prison, God made a way for him to get out. So there was a man that was left behind. But can you imagine Joseph in the grave? Maybe he was up there with Moses. Like, now I know what you were doing, Moses. You were up here with God. I couldn't see it. I just saw what I wanted. And I was going after it. Man, why are you getting mad at me all the time? But I see it now. But Moses, look at my children, my descendants. They're complaining about their portion. Can I go down there and just whoop them a little bit? You know how we get bored? Huh? Well, look at the children in here. Look at the children in here. Come on. How many mamas and daddies in here? Hear your kids say, I'm bored. How many times you want to just grab them by their neck? Love on them. I'm bored. Huh? Have you ever heard that? I'm bored. You don't say that right now. Because in our parents' ears, what we hear, when they say, I'm bored, we hear, get a board and hit them over the head. Because back in the day, we didn't have all these electronics. Matter of fact, I remember playing in what we would call the monte. It was this little area that had some woods in it. And it had some water. And every time we'd be outside, you're going to get this. Once we would be outside for a long period of time, we'd come back in and we would smell like a wet dog. Yeah. Did you smell it, sir? See, we would be outside so much that we didn't want to come in. So then they would say, if that light post turns on and you're not in the house, that is it. I got you. I'm going to bust you up. I'm going to love on you so much. We had it bad. And if we wanted to eat, it wasn't just, I'm going to go to my house, you go to yours. About 15 kids were running in one house. Eat up all the bologna. Y'all don't know about no bologna. Y'all know about real bologna. You would fry that thing up with some onions on there. You put that little bit of cheese on it. You make yourself a spread. Wham! That'd be some stuff right there. I'll tell you why you put that bologna on a hot griddle. And you would feel the Holy Ghost begin to move. You begin to feel, say, I'm leading the people somewhere. I will take the little that I got and I will bless those with me. See, it's not about what you have. where you're going. If you can't get comfortable, woo, it's because God is irritating you with those that are possessing your land. He's saying, I'm going to make them be an irritant to you so that you will get to the point, I'm tired of being here. I want to go somewhere. I'm going to clear my land. I'm going to move some stuff out the way. And when I get there, I'm going to make room for more that are coming. Woo! 500,000 of them that increased in that town, in that time. He says, all along, that's all been yours. You just never went through it. You didn't have an understanding of it because you were scared. You didn't want to deal with the issues that you brought from Egypt. They were all facing you right there. I imagine the first person that took that act. And the first tree that fell was probably a giant. Says, you ain't so bad. You ain't so big. This little axe took you out. This little wedge, woo, chipped away at something and brought down something bigger than the actual axe. Don't miss this. God has given you the tools to break down, bring down your giants, to bring down those issues in your mind. But you're so comfortable that you don't want to go past your boundaries. I don't know about you, but I don't want to get to that point. So I'm so restricted that I stay. I'm going to get rid of my restrictions so that I can grow. Hear this. How many of you want to get through that? I want to go through my forest. I want to go through my trees. I'm going to start cutting down some things. I'm going to start cutting some things down and out of my life that don't belong. Oh, you better hear this. What is in your hand right now is what God's going to use. That's what he's going to use. God, I don't have much. That's what I'll use. That's what I'm going to use. It's going to require you to leave where you're at and go get so I can give more. See, the woman that was a widow that only had a little bit of oil, prophet says, get out your house. Get out of here. Go get more. Go get more. Go get more. And don't come back until you've gotten all you can get. What if she would have went out of just her little township and went further on the borders than what she knew and brought back bigger vessels? It still would have kept pouring. But she only went to the borders that she knew. And it stopped there. Don't let it stop you. See, Jonathan, God has placed you with influence. Don't just stop with just the ones that you know. Let your influence open doors that you still don't know. Go beyond the realm of what you know. Go into that realm that he's called you to be. Called you to lead a people out of the bondage that they're in. Start chopping down the trees so they can see that there's hope. Chop it down. Chop it down for them. Look to your neighbor and say, chop it down. Come on, let's chop it down. Let's make room. Let's make room. Come on, let's make room. Let's make room for more. Come on, let's make room for more. Why do we want to make room for more? Because God has a plan and a purpose. Clear the land. Clear the land. And make way of what's coming your way. It's been there all along. But you've only had one vision to see. Now I've got to open your spiritual eyes to see beyond your restrictions. See beyond your borders. See beyond what has been standing there in front of you all along. Opposing you. Trying to keep you. It's time for you to go beyond those borders to make room for more. Are you ready for more? Are you ready for more? Then we got to chop down some things and get rid of it. Amen. I'm going to close with this. I'm going to close with this. Turn with me real quick. I want you to read this for yourself. Genesis 49, verse 22. Genesis 49, 22. When you're there, say amen. Here's some paper shuffling. Come on. Genesis, first book in the Bible. Just making sure. Just making sure. It's all right. Table of contents. 49, verses 22. Just one verse. Are you ready? Are you ready? Joseph is a fruitful vine. A fruitful vine near a spring. Watch this. Whose branches climb over a wall. Joseph knew to always go beyond the boundaries. Why? Because I'm planted. I'm fruitful. And whatever is there to stop me, I just climb over it. My branches. What is he saying about the branches? My branches, my offspring, my descendants will learn how to climb over walls. Whatever's been there to stop them. Whatever's been there to try to keep them from getting over to the other side. They're going to know that deep down inside of me, my mantle was to pass on to my children. You will get over that wall. You will get over the obstruction. You will climb over and nothing will ever stop you. I am leaving a mantle for my children. I'm leaving my purpose and mandate for my kids. That nothing will stop me. Nothing will stop you. You will climb over what is obstructing you. You will go over to the other side. You will climb. Because deep down inside, you're fighting for another people. You're going to chop down the wall. It may look like we're never going to get anywhere. It may look like we're too small. But God says, what's inside of you, son? You're going to climb. You're going to climb. And now you're about to cross over to that other side. Because you have what it takes to climb the walls to the other side. Stand to your feet, people of God. I want you to know that we're making room for more. We're clearing the way. We're clearing the way. Come on, clear the way, clear the way, clear the way. Pastor, that was my word. That was my word, Pastor. I'm not going to stay the same. I'm not going to let my past dictate to me my future. I'm going to deal with the issues that are within. If that's you, get up here to the altar now.